Good Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Very glad to be here with you today. Please turn to Genesis chapter 19, beginning with verse 12, for an introductory passage. Genesis 19, beginning with verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, Have you here any others? Sons-in-law, and your sons, and your daughters, and whoever you have in the city, bring them out of the place, for we will destroy this place. Because the cry of them has become great before Yahweh, and Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spoke unto his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for Yahweh will destroy the city. But he seemed unto his sons-in-law as one that mocked. And when the morning arose, then the angels hurried Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters that are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city. But he lingered. And the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Yahweh being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for your life. Look not behind you, neither stay you in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, sirs. Behold, now your servant has found favor in your sight. And you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have showed to me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest evil overtake me, and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Well, let me escape there, is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted you concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything till you become there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot came unto Zoar. Then Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Yahweh out of heaven. And he overthrew these cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Yahweh. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And behold, and lo, the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. Whenever I read this passage of Scripture, I am both deeply inspired and deeply saddened. Inspired because it is a clear example of how Almighty Yahweh intervenes in the lives of men to bring justice into the world. Just a short time before, in chapter 18, Yahweh had revealed to Abraham, who was a righteous man, that he had made a firm decision to bring judgment upon the wicked cities of the plain, Sodom and Gomorrah. When Abraham and Lot had separated, of course, Abraham had gone in the direction of good towards the land of Canaan, a direction that Yahweh was pointing him to, both spiritually and geographically in this particular case. However, Lot had voluntarily chosen to settle in the plain of the Jordan, and specifically in the cities of the plain, which were known for their great wickedness. Why is this so often the case? Why, when people have a choice, do they voluntarily choose to put themselves in situations where evil influence has the potential to prevail over their lives? Instead, wouldn't it be better to choose a way where you have a better chance of staying on a moral path? Still, Lot had made his decision. Now, by every indication, he was a righteous man, but he chose poorly in this case. As a result, he put his family in a position where they could be directly influenced by the wickedness of the times, and they were influenced, as a later tragic event with his daughters would prove, if you read further on in chapter 19. However, at this point in chapter 19, Almighty Yahweh chooses to deliver Lot and his family from this destruction, even though he had voluntarily put himself and his family there in the first place, which tells you much about the love and justice of Almighty Yahweh. But even then, his wife apparently could not content herself with moving forward, choosing instead to look back on the symbols of her former life, a decision which regrettably ultimately cost her her life. And whether you interpret this literally or figuratively does not matter. The result is the same. She lost her life because of the decision to look back. Brethren, what about us? Do we ever see the attractions of this world or this former system that we were in and wish we could go back to participate in its pleasures and in that system? Can we ever return, or at least for those of us who once tasted of it anyway, can we ever return to that way of life which we know leads to destruction? Or instead, must we always look forward along the narrow pathway that leads to eternal life. The title of the message is, Turning Back is Not an Option. Turning back is not an option. There is a scriptural term for turning back. It is backsliding. And the number is number 4878 in the Strong's Concordance. The word is meshubah or meshubah. And it's, interestingly enough, it comes from the same word from which we get the word teshuvah or return. The word shuv means to return. But this particular word, meshubah, means apostasy. It means turning away. Now, for a good example of how Yahweh views this turning away from him, let's turn to Hosea, and we'll read in chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Hosea 11, beginning with verse 1.